This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man!
Glad to have you here on a Thursday. We are one day away from our preseason game for the Falcons and Lions. And they continue to work, guys. We know some of the starters aren't going to play. We'll dive into all of that. We got a lot of stuff to chop up here on a big Thursday show. And, Mike, tonight we get football. Colts, Ravens, Bengals, Eagles.
I'm excited.
Late game, Ravens, Seahawks. All right. Again, it's preseason, but it's football. And so preseason starts tonight, and then a bunch of games, obviously, Friday and Saturday. Hey, I got a question for you, though. Let me ask you guys this. Because a really good friend of ours asked us this yesterday, and I was like, I really don't want to talk about it. Because I really am not trying to press this. But the more I hear about quarterbacks playing in the preseason, the more I'm wondering about why our guy is not. Joe Burrow is playing in the preseason. Does he need to? Did you guys see what Joe Burrow did last year? Cam Ward is playing in the preseason. Kyler Murray is playing in the preseason. Justin Fields wants to play and has told the Jets and Aaron Glenn, I want to play in the preseason. They've yet to make that decision. We should know probably today. Bryce Young is playing in the first preseason game. Why isn't our guy playing? And Mike, if you tell me that you've seen enough, and I'm not saying you, I'm talking about Raheem Morris, this is what he's told us. But what makes our guy so different than some of the guys that I just mentioned?
Yeah, this goes back to how your coach approaches it. I can't speak to what the Bengals are doing. We will see the Titans here next week, and that's real game-type stuff, you know, with the Titans going at it in a joint scrimmage and joint practice. But do you get what you need in that simulated game? The Falcons basically did a simulated football game yesterday for practice, where you had Kirk Cousins leading one offense, Michael Penix with the starters on the other. You had the starting defense versus the sort of the second string, and then later on the backup quarterbacks, other players, position players got in. Is that enough? Do other teams do as much 11-on-11 as we do? Talk to Brian McFadden, who joins us each week, and Brian was watching Falcons camp earlier this week for CBS Sports, and his guy's eyes are like, oh. Because we're doing a lot of 11-on-11. Maybe not everybody does as much. Look, it's two different arguments. The one argument is, as a fan, it sucks to pay for full season rate to get football without the starters. But then you see how we're approaching it. Look, I'd like to see my guys in a game scenario for at least a quarter, maybe more, get two or three series, and get into a rhythm. I think that's just, you know, sense, common sense to get you ready for the season. You can't do that at Flowery Branch, Carl.
No.
You can try.
You can try.
But you can't do what you can't do when you're going up against another team.
Look, the injury component, that plays for everybody. What I'm telling you is this whole notion from a few years ago, right, and we've lived this, Falcon fans, where our coaches, the previous coaches, didn't necessarily believe in playing our guys, especially early in these preseason games. We paid the price for it. We've seen lackadaisical play, guys not ready, the ball not coming out of the quarterback's hands the way it needs to.
Right.
It's just what it is. And now we're seeing this shift. More and more coaches around the league are like, screw that. I'm playing my guy, and I need to get him ready. And Burrow, to me, is the guy that jumps out. Because Joe Burrow didn't need to play in the preseason.
No.
But he is convinced that, you know what, they've gotten off to such a bad start these last few years. I am going to do it to show my teammates, hey, I need you guys to play in the preseason too so we can all get ready. 404-726-0929. Do you want to see Michael Penix? And I know we're not going to see him tomorrow, but I'm asking you the question, why not? I can't sit here and tell you all these other guys, are not, you know, they don't deserve to sit or not play for their teams. When we look at our guy and you say, well, I got three games. And trust me, I'm a big believer in Michael Penix, guys. I love what I've seen. I've told you time and time again. I think we've got something special. But that doesn't mean Mikey doesn't need the work. See, here's the thing about preseason. It's not about wins. It's about the work. The work they put in, whether it's in practice, which Mike is talking about, trying to emulate, or real game situations where coaches can challenge you a little bit more, that's the work. Apparently, there are a lot of quarterbacks, Mike, and their coaches around the league who want to put their work in. And our guys right now, and I don't know if he plays in preseason game number two. Mike, I can't call that.
No, I mean, as we said, different strokes for different folks with different coaches. And what Arthur Smith did is different than what Raheem Morris did. You can't say, hey, you know, what happened with Desmond Ridder? That was stupid. There was no reason for Desmond Ridder to play one series. You know, whatever he was or he wasn't, he needed all the reps he could possibly get. That made no sense to me.
Yep.
And I thought last year, I thought Michael Penix Jr. would get a ton of reps in the preseason. But I think now, and maybe nobody will cop to it, but I think they didn't want to upset Kirk Cousins. Let's heaven forbid Michael Penix goes in there and balls out, and then everybody's calling for him. So as we knew that, you know, Cousins wasn't really ready to begin the season, and then we know what happened. So we, as fans, want to see all the starters. I think coaches that have won Super Bowls, if they're putting their starters in, I think those guys know what they're freaking doing.
Mm.
So if Andy Reid's going to play Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey for a series, sorry, you're a better coach than Raheem Morris is until he shows me otherwise, and he wins a Super Bowl.
Don't disagree. Listen, Mahomes, Hurts, maybe Jaden Daniels, who else shouldn't play? Seriously, there's only about seven, maybe eight guys at the most that you might say, hey, I don't need to see those guys in preseason. Everybody else needs to play. I mean, Geno Smith, new team. If you're in a new system, Mike, if you have a new coordinator, if you're a rookie quarterback, you should be playing. This is where I'm at. And after thinking about this overnight, I'm like frustrated a little bit. And then I hear all these other guys are going to be playing. Now, Cam Ward, rookie year, get it. But what's the difference between three games and his rookie season? Most of you have to look at this as Michael Penix. This is an extension of his rookie season. Really, it is. Yes, he played, but he didn't play enough where we feel like, okay, God, man, we saw 10 games. I know what that is. It's an extension. So I just look at this and I go, if all these other guys, Bryce Young guys got benched for 8 games last year, came back, set the league on fire at the end of the season, go look at his numbers. He was really damn good. He's playing. He's in our division.
Right.
So I just wanted to say, Mike, I don't know what the plan is long term. We don't know if we'll see him in game two, but there's a chance we might not see him at all. There's a chance we might not see him at all in the preseason. Seriously.
Right.
And if that happens, you're going to be like, wait a minute. Hold on. You've seen enough in practice to feel that comfortable?
Now, again, unless they have these game-type situations, again, you're not going to be hitting the quarterback. The Titans won't get to hit the quarterback either.
No.
So I just think there's something for, you know, Aaron Rodgers just said, as Day-Day just told me in my ear, that he's like, you know, I got to knock the rust off. You know,
he's playing?
Aaron Rodgers wants to. Now, we'll see how Tomlin handles it.
Sure.
But, I mean, but this is, as I said, I'll defer to, if you got Jalen Hurts playing for the Eagles, you know, Sirianni's won a Super Bowl. You know, if you're Andy Reid, as we said, you don't need to go any further than that. If Andy Reid thinks there's a value and logic to having these guys start a meaningless game, then maybe we should. Because we're not there yet.
We're not there yet. Hit us up, man. Find us on social media. Mike Bell, ATL. You guys can tell us what you think. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And follow this radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Week one. We're talking about preseason. It is here. And games tonight is why we're talking about these guys playing. And some of these guys, like, again, you'll watch these games and you're going to be like, why is he in the game? Because they want to be. I mean, like, part of this is, I think if you said to Michael Penix, your choice, he'd play. But because it's not, and they want to be cautious of this,
right,
they're not giving him that opportunity. What happened in Cincinnati was, this coach said, Joe, what you want to do? I want to play. And he's playing.
Now, you could argue with everything that Joe – see, I think you got to take it on, like I tried to on social media, Carl, whether it's sports or politics, everything on an issue-by-issue basis. So you have a quarterback who's dealing with a lot of injuries, like Joe Burrow. Maybe you don't want him out there, and you're getting what you need in practice. But again, this goes back to if Zach Taylor feels that he can say, yes, my quarterback wants this, and I'm going to let him have it. So there you go. It is frustrating, as we said. Different argument for the fans and commerce. The NFL is built on those 10 games of you know, 10 tickets – I get them, you get them.
Yeah.
But two of them are crap, you know, but that's you know, that doesn't matter.
Let me ask you this part of it, too. Does it matter if you made the playoffs or not? Because that's another criteria for me. If I have a team that didn't make the playoffs, My guy's playing.
Well, I mean, if you don't mismanage the clock and we beat the Commanders and we sneak in and Penix got to go on the road.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Hey, Arthur Blank caught it up. Day-Day, Arthur Blank said it, right?
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Don't blame, no, don't blame Mike, Carl. I said it.
You're right.
We got to get this thing straightened out. Clock management, a big part of football. I'm Arthur Blank, and I approve this message.
Why are you bringing up old?
Hey, because it happened.
It's true.
But no,
it's true.
But if you beat, had we beat the Commanders and not blown it to Carolina, which was horrible, horrible, and then we go on the road and Penix has a chance to play on the road in the wild card, maybe you have a different conversation. Okay, you know, I don't know.
But so, but then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, then there'd be four games under his belt.
Yes, but we're not a playoff team.
Right.
That's the other part of this. For all the teams who didn't make the playoffs, I'm playing my guy.
I would too.
That's where I'm at.
I play my starters for maybe two series. And maybe, you know, if you get into a run, give me a score. Give me a touchdown.
Okay.
Right, off the field.
Give me a nice drive.
Take the pads off, boys. Ice up.
Yeah. Give me a nice drive. That's where we're living right now. I want to know where you guys are. It's mixed thoughts, mixed emotions. I just feel like, and look, what you're hoping, and some people are going to say, man, you guys are tripping. You go into all your preseason games. It doesn't mean anything. We're not talking. See, you didn't hear me.
No.
We're not talking about wins. We're not talking about losses. It's the work.
And then a guy hit me with the text line, you want to shut down the Braves? Would you want to put Penix in harm's way?
Yes.
Two separate arguments. And we're going to talk about that coming up later in the show.
Yes.
Because I had a guy at the gym say, he 100% agrees with you and me. Said, you tell Grant that's a bunch of nonsense. You know, again, Grant is around the Braves every day and he knows his baseball. We're just talking about when you've got players that have injuries and there's an injury history and you're playing for nothing. Why do it? Why not bring the next guys up from the minors and give them some reps?
Did you see Strider last night?
Not
he
good.
He was absolutely terrible.
Nope. Just didn't have it. But this is how... Now, if you want to make the argument, Strider's going to continue to need how to develop his new Strider 3.0. Because remember, surgery in college, surgery in the show, and now trying to figure out how to do it without 99, 100-mile-an-hour stuff. I don't know.
Shut him down.
I would, too.
I'm just saying! For what? He gave up 11 hits. It's a career high in hits allowed. Let me tell you a secret. Mentally, he wasn't locked in.
Yeah, and then last night, for the first time, he didn't sit there and pound his head against the wall. He goes, it's on me. I'm not. He basically said, you know, that's a really good team we just played.
Exactly right, because he's right. They are. They're raking. We're not. But I'm just saying, like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That whole Braves thing. All right, we'll talk about it. We got a lot to get to. You guys can tell us what you think. Falcons' first preseason game is tomorrow against the Lions. We'll tell you all about what's going on with Penix and Drake and all the things that have been going on leading up to. The one guy we do know, there's a bunch of them actually, that are going to play tomorrow, Jalen Walker, who returned yesterday. He's set to play. We know Xavier Watts, a safety we drafted out of Notre Dame. He's set to play. There are some pieces, Mike, that we're going to be watching and we want to talk about, and we'll definitely do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.